أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. This is ayat after Ayatul Kursi. Now previously we read where Allah Ta'ala told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In that the risalat, the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was established. In Ayatul Kursi, Allah explained all His qualities, and in where the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala was established. And these are the two basic principles of Islam, to believe in Allah and to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the very core and the very basic principles of Islam. And after that has become manifest, when that came to the people, Allah made it clear and made it known to everyone. Then Allah Ta'ala says, La ikraha fi deen. Zabartasti nahi deen ke muamle mein. There is no, you cannot force anyone to accept Islam. Islam is of choice, and when it has become clear, and the clear teachings of Islam are now there and made manifest, so it is for everyone that of his own that he will accept Islam. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْءِ. بے شک جدا ہو چکی ہے ہدایت گمراہی سے. And in this, the matter has been made very clear, the matter of righteousness from the matter of being astray and going wrong. The two paths have been made very, very clear. What is the clear path of Islam and what is the wrong path of idol worship, of following one's nafs and desires, just living for this dunya, etc. The two paths have become clear. When they have become clear, so there is no need also to force anyone. Everyone will see the clear path. And millions of people, billions, have seen the clear path, and of their own they have accepted Islam. Any person who is right by in his nature and wants goodness for himself, he will see it very clearly that it is only in the deen of Islam. The oneness of Allah, the help, the qudrat of Allah, and the beautiful, magnificent life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there is no need to force anyone also. And nobody can be forced also. Because that Islam is acceptable, only that Islam is acceptable by Allah, which is from the heart, not only from the tongue. And nobody can force anyone in their heart. With the tongue you can force them to say something, with regard to their body you can torture them and make them do things, but what is in the heart nobody can force. So Islam cannot in any case be forced on anyone, and Islam was never forced on anyone. This is all false propaganda which is made by the enemies of Islam, that Islam was forced by the sword and Islam spread by the sword. And very sadly, they've made so much their propaganda that many Muslims also think like that. That Islam was spread by the sword. Otherwise, the teachings of Islam, as we had gone through Ayatul Kursi, and we saw how great Allah Ta'ala is. Once a person knows that, it is clear he just will want to, naturally want to accept Islam. And the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the minute it is made manifest, the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was such that his worst opponents also called him As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. So those qualities, so who won't want to become a die-hard for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and sacrifice everything for him? However, we have got our nafs also with us. And nafs is always going towards filth and dirt. Nafs doesn't want to go to the righteous things. So if this nafs has to come under control, then a person will wholeheartedly accept Islam and be fully for it. The nafs is like a dog. A dog, it doesn't. What it enjoys is always spew and vomit. A dog enjoys dirty water. Like that is the nafs. It wants all the filth and dirt. So that does not mean that Islam is not right. It is that person by nature, he wants filth and dirt. So those people who want idol worship, who worship their own nafs, their own desires, Islam will not appeal to those people. Islam will appeal to those people who want righteousness, and they will see clearly there is no other way of success but in Islam. Also, the adhan that is given is a clear da'wat. If any person just ponders in the meaning of the adhan, he will accept Islam, as thousands and millions of people have accepted Islam just from the adhan alone and from the teachings of deen. This ayat was revealed on the occasion. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his sahabi, his two sons were Christians. So he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, "I hate it very much that my sons are Christians. If you give me permission, I will force them as a father that they must accept Islam and they must come into the fold of Islam." Then this ayat was revealed that there is no compulsion in Islam to accept Islam. However, this we have to understand, nobody is forced to accept Islam. But when a person has accepted Islam, then all the laws of Islam are now enforced on him. Like, for example, we are not enforced to take admission in any institution, educational institution, anywhere. But when we have taken admission, now we have to abide by all the rules and regulations which are there. So nobody is forced to accept Islam, but when we accept Islam, all the rules and laws of Islam will now be enforced on us. As long as a person is not a Muslim, namaz is not farz on that person. Roza is not farz on that person. When he accepts Islam, now rozas are farz. All the laws of Islam, namaz, etc., everything becomes farz. So this is, Allah Ta'ala explains, La ikrah fi deen, zabardasti nahi deen ke muamla mein. In the matters of deen, there is no compulsion. Now it does not mean how many people, wrongly Muslims, for example, you tell the children, make namaz, they say, La ikrah fi deen. There is no compulsion. So that is completely wrong. When you have accepted Islam, now you have to abide by the laws of Islam. Till you didn't accept Islam, we don't go and tell any non-Muslim, come, you have to make namaz. We force him to make namaz. We force him that don't drink liquor. The laws of Islam don't apply to him. The only law that applies to a non-Muslim is to accept Islam. And when you accept Islam, then all the laws of Islam now apply to you. So Allah give us tawfiq. And this is also, we are sitting in the closed masjid. The non-Muslims are not hearing all this. And they don't know about all this. We who interact with the non-Muslims in our businesses, in our surgeries, in our professional practices, wherever it is, it's our duty that we bring this knowledge of Islam and the beauties of Islam to their attention. We explain what adhan is. We explain what Ayatul Kursi is. We explain the magnanimous character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is our duty. Then we will see how many will be just too happy to accept Islam. At our homes, with the workers, the helpers in the house, our workers in our shop place, we don't tell them about Islam. That is our negligence. We just keep it to ourselves. We should inform them. We have a big business and there are quite a few employees. And if they are like non-Muslims and even Muslims, we should try and make one slot, 15 minutes, half an hour a day, that we have ta'aleem with them. If they are non-Muslims, according to that, we explain them about Islam. If they are Muslims, we let them learn about Islam. Not only that they are working for us, they are growing our business, but at the same time, in the house, they are shining our house, they are shining our toilets also, but we can't shine their hearts. It's our duty that we make it known. After that, if they don't accept, that is their problem. But as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's our duty to give the message to the non-Muslims also, and the Muslims also, we try and make them understand the importance of making namaz, etc., and all the duties of Islam. It is our duty. So whoever in his capacity, wherever we are, Wherever we interact with the non-Muslims, it is our duty to bring the beauty of Islam to them, and then inshallah on their own they will be also eager and accept Islam, which is happening in the world, worldwide, all the time. And even now it is happening, and we also should be part and parcel of that. May Allah give us all the faith, inshallah. Subhanallah.